The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is Wicked Roadie, a wicked good podcast about Rhode Island events and life. Hello, everybody, and welcome. My name is Mary Larson.
And I'm Ben DeCastro. Thank you so much for joining us today, the podcast that you can see us visually every week on Studio 10. Mary's there every week, every Wicked Wednesday.
That's right.
Talking about the various things that we're talking about. So it's great partnership there. We've got another partnership we're going to introduce you to this week as well that we're very excited about. But it only happens once every 4 years, Mary. A leap year.
I love it.
This weekend, we've got a February 29th. My question for you, do you know anybody who is born on February 29th?
I know someone who was born February 28th.
Yeah.
But not the 29th. How about you?
Not the 29th. I think I do. I'll know on Saturday when I get like Facebook notifications saying, hey, so-and-so's birthday is today.
Yeah, right?
So, yeah. But I did see something pretty funny on a milk carton. Somebody had shared that the expiration date was default stamped to February 30th.
Ooh.
So, yeah. Yep. So
that doesn't work.
No. And I'm curious, like, is the various perishable products, mm-hmm. are they like a collector's edition? You know how the old Wheaties boxes used to have like the Dream Team from the basketball?
And oh, those yeah, were, like, yeah.
Are the perishables, the cans or things that are in packaging, if they're stamped with a February 29th, 2020 date, is that a collector's because of the rare date?
You know, it's a great question. And I feel like there are people out there who probably would do that.
Yeah, I think if we can get the guys from Antique Roadshow or one of these
they open it programs, every 4 years.
Ugh, yeah, gosh. We're going to look at this here. Now, you see the date was put on there. Yeah, so well leap year is always interesting, too, because if you get married this year, this time around, it's on a Saturday, and I imagine there's going to be weddings. Some people who want to have that unique date, which we've been going through ever since we turned the new millennium, and people can have all sorts of different date combinations, mm-hmm. As far as the numbers. But I'm interested in that. I have a clam boil that night for the fire department, so I will be busy. I will not be going to anybody's wedding on the Saturday. But if you are going to a wedding or a birthday party for somebody who was born on the 29th, or you're attending a wedding on the 29th, we want to hear from you. Was this, how far in advance did you know about the wedding, or how has this planning been going? And just, I don't know, it's curious to me. It's an extra day, so.
I guess it's a really big deal, you know, when it does come. I think that's quite exciting. I always feel bad, you know, when you hear about the stories about the kids because, you know, they don't actually have their birthday. Right. But in regards to anniversaries, I mean, let's be real. When you, adulting is hard, and to do a really big celebration every anniversary doesn't always work out. But if you have to do it every 4 years, I mean, yes, you still do a little something on your anniversary. But I know we're looking at our 10-year anniversary this year for Blake and I. I know, right? I can't even fathom it. And I'm sitting here thinking, oh, we have to do something big. This is a big deal. And if you get married this Saturday, you make it a big deal every 4 years. You got it easy that way.
Well, another thing that happens once every 4 years that has been recently in the news would be the Olympics, Tokyo 2020. Mm-hmm. But it's in the news right now with some uncertainty. The coronavirus may cancel the Olympics, depending on how it goes. They're going to make a final decision in May, but they brought it up this past week, talking about it in the news. I've been filling in on Cat Country all this week for Maddie, who she doesn't have coronavirus, she just has the flu. But this whole situation is causing a lot of havoc. It's, you know, it's affecting the stock market, it's affecting everything else. And I had an idea. We played with this on radio a little bit.
Tell me.
Is if we can't do the regular Olympics,
yeah,
then we should have a New England version.
Totally agree.
And, you know, we have all the resources we need as far as we have a stadium, Gillette. Yep. Okay. We have performers to do our opening and closing ceremonies, Jeffrey Osborne, New Kids on the Block, all yeah. New England people. The question was going to be, what are the events? Because the original Olympics were based on events that happened back, you know, a couple centuries ago.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know, it was on foot. It was all this other stuff. So we started coming up with some great ideas, like the Superman building stair climb, dodging potholes.
Love this.
You know, there were various food challenges, of course, between chowder, hot wieners, coffee milk. And somebody even said, you know, a dodge car in a crosswalk. That one was a little dark, but, you know, it's all good. So I'm curious if you have an idea for a New England Olympics event. We'd love to hear about that. And look, if you tuned in while you're on the road working, getting errands done, we want to have fun with you. Listen and enjoy the episode. If you hear something that piques your interest, you can find all the information on our website, wickedroadiepodcast.com. All right, Mary, wicked interesting this week, which the weather has been just pristine, and hopefully this mild weather stays, but what do you got for wicked interesting?
Listen, man, I have got to completely disagree with that statement. I hope that winter weather comes back for the last month of winter, but I agree that it has been warm. I'm just worried about the plants. I'm worried about the bugs. I'm worried about all sorts of things.
Well, that'll end this episode, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for tuning in. Controversy on the Wicked Roadie Podcast. I know you want the snow. You want to run around and be Elsa and Anna,
yes,
and Elphaba and all that other people there, and be all the
Idina Menzels.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And then your husband Blake can be outside shoveling using the snowblower, and then he can go whoa 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 like Tim the Tool Man Taylor. Whoa whoa whoa.
Oh man!
So, yeah. Anyway,
the weather has been warm. It's been gorgeous. It's been lovely. My tulips are very confused. But if you have, you know, the desire to be outside because it is warm, this is your final reminder that Roger Williams Park Zoo for the entire month of February has half-priced admission. So yeah. You get that extra day, as we were talking about. You've got the leap day on Saturday. So either you go sometime this week or really make the most out of this Saturday, that extra day this year, it will be half priced. The animals are probably just as confused as I am and probably loving it. A lot more active. This time of year, some of them do have to stay more indoors generally, yep, when it's, you know, your typical 0 degrees because of a wind chill. But heck, it's been in the 50s, some days 60s here. So definitely check it out. I mean, I know my kids, I already told them, I said, we're going to be going to the zoo pretty soon because the animals are very busy and active.
Well, we took the little foster man last week and he had an absolute blast. We had him for a few days. We went there to the zoo. It was packed. The place was just, you know, mobbed. It was the start of vacation week, of
yes,
course. But I think there was only like a handful of exhibits that were closed for the season, per mm-hmm. se. So, you know, that's
the tortoise. I think yeah. the African tortoise is one of the like yeah, three well, animals that has
yeah,
to go
Yeah, him.
In.
Some of the, you know, the giraffes were inside, but that might have been for feeding purposes. But no, you can go to the zoo year round and mm-hmm. have a different experience each and every time. That's
so
the bottom
true.
Line of it.
And
so.
Now you get to do it at half price for a couple more days.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. Well, that is the Wicked Interesting Pick of the Week, ladies and gentlemen. Now it's time for the Wicked Fun in the 401. You're looking to take in some great music. Head on up to the Stadium Theater this weekend. Dino's Lounge is a tribute to Dean Martin, Marilyn Monroe, Louis Armstrong, and Bobby Darin. Now, of course, those names are just synonymous with, you know, that golden era of music. These are icons.
Yeah.
And these performers just really just pull it together so well. There's a 6-piece band as well. It's a great, great show. That is happening on Saturday at 7:30 p.m. on the 29th. So head on up. Make a nice date night, you know. I mean, mm-hmm. it's perfect for all ages, too. And go have a great time up there. Mary, what do you got?
FirstWorks Providence is going to be having Daniel Bernard Romain, Redemption Songs and Sonatas with the Humanist Septet. So this is taking place also Saturday night, Leap Day night, at 7 p.m. It's happening at the First Unitarian Church of Providence, which is right on Benefit Street. If you have never been to that venue, it is stunning. It is one of the most gorgeous just buildings really in the Providence area, and they often have these musical events. And this gentleman, Daniel, he is a contemporary violinist. He does a lot of collaborations with different modern musicians. He's worked with Gaga. He's worked with Philip Glass. So he takes his classical music and really infuses it with electronic, urban, African-American influences. He often works with, you know, different educational places, you know, especially with FirstWorks. They go into the schools and they do a lot of work with local kids and the local New England Foundation for the Arts to really help make this possible. So this is a great event. They are going to be having seven other musicians. So they're going to have steel pan, spoken word, guitar, vocals, bass, drum, piano, organ, tons of great stuff. Just a really different musical experience for you. You could check out his stuff on videos online. And that is presented, of course, through FirstWorks.
Awesome. You know, we had so many events happening last week. It seems like some of the events this week are a little on the thin side. So we wanted to let you know about other things that were happening on a regular basis, stuff we've talked about before.
Yeah.
One of the greatest things out there is this Winter's Farmers Market. It happens on Saturdays from 9 to 12:30 over at the Mount Hope Farm in Bristol, Rhode Island. Now you can get your local veggies, meats, cheeses, breads, pastries, soaps, more. They have live music every week. They take credit and debit card, and SNAP and EBT recipients can actually double their dollars at the market there because you're supporting that local economy, mm-hmm. which is such an important thing. Mount Hope Farm is right on Metacom Ave. Again, Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 12:30. It is absolutely perfect. Go learn something. Go see something different. Go see something new. And check that out.
I've actually never been to that farmer's
really?
Market.
Really? Oh, well, yeah. Come on over to the East Bay. Well, you're on the East Bay on a regular basis.
So I am. Just on Saturday mornings, but well, you know, I think I might need to do that.
Yeah, you got to take care of the little ones. So
I know. That whole mom thing. Well, listen, if you want to go to a not kid-friendly event, if you want to be kid-free, Saturday night from 9:30 p.m. till midnight, Adult Skate Night at the United Skates of America right in Rumford is having a great event playing all of your favorites, the disco, 70s, 80s, 90s, which is sadly now referred to as oldies. I can't even handle this. the music I grew up with is oldies. So if you get the tickets in advance, it's $15. Tickets at the day of are $20, pending upon availability. I will let you know, this event has sold out in the past. So if you want to lace up some skates, get together with some friends, listen to music that you grew up listening to, I would highly recommend that you get your tickets ahead of time. Now, this entrance fee does cover your skate rental. If you prefer rollerblades, it will be an extra $5. And if you have your own skates, bring them along, my friend, because that's the way to go. But this is just a great way to move your body, get together with some friends. As I said, it's 9:30 to midnight. It just reminds me, did you go skating in junior high and high school, Ben? Because I definitely would do this as especially a junior high kid. I would go to what was it called, the one in West Warwick. I would go and roller skate with my friends and listen to the same music, burn a ton of calories, which I didn't even know what that meant at that time. Mm-hmm. I just knew I was sweaty, but just have a great time. And you really get to do that this Saturday night.
We had a roller rink in Pawtucket, which is right on the Rumford line, but it was Bobby's Rollaway, which is now some kind of a giant banquet hall. It was kind of a rundown place. USA Skates was certainly the more prominent mm-hmm. one. I remember going there for birthday parties and stuff, but as far as high school goes, I would have had to go to high school first, I guess. It's something there to be said. But so this is an adult skate night. Is it 21 plus or 18 plus?
21 plus. Okay.
Very good. All right. Awesome.
All right. So that is what's wicked fun. And now we will talk about something that is family friendly, because you don't want to bring the kids to the skating rink at midnight. They'll turn into gremlins. Goodness gracious. Highly don't recommend that. No, listen, if you do have little ones, you know the importance of reading and to really expose children to all different types of books. And one of the things that I have found that really gets my kids pumped about reading is finding characters that they love. You know, my kids love Star Wars. They love all sorts of different characters. And if they can find a book series that has those characters in it, they may want to read even more of those books. So Warwick Mall is having a read-a-thon character event on Saturday from 10 to 4. You just show on up to the mall. They're going to have all sorts of character appearances throughout the day. Star Wars, superheroes, special guests for all different photo ops. And then what's going to happen is they will have free books there. So your kids may be able to get some new books. The certain characters are going to be reading to the crowd during the event. So you can take photos of them at this time. And in addition to this, they're going to be having an opportunity for you to give back to the community through an organization as it's called Be the Change Project Hand Up. And it's a food supplemental program where there are no requirements. Everyone's welcome. They offer food, toiletries, over-the-counter medication, and pet food. So it's especially for those people who are who just make enough that they're not able to get all that assistance from the government that they need. But honestly, sometimes they have to make choices that are very difficult. And that's what this organization does. So you can go and give $10 and you're going to get a booklet of amazing deals from different sponsors. You'll also be able to take even more photo opportunities with these characters. So it's really a great event. You can come, read free, get some free books. And if you'd want to give back to the community at the same time, you can do that.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are so excited to share with you about a new partnership we have going now with the East Greenwich Animal Protection League. Each week, we're going to feature a furry friend in need of a forever home.
I love it. I love it. If you've been thinking about adding a new family member, then think about meeting Luna. And I love this name. I love the name Luna. Her light golden coat is accentuated by sparkling chocolate brown eyes, and she has legs for days. So if you're a runner or a hiker, or if you love long walks, she may be just the girl for you. She has all the great qualities that you would want in a pet.
I know what you're thinking right now as you're listening. It's this is an audio format. Where can I see Luna? Well, we've got a picture of her that will be going up on our social media at Wicked Roadie Podcast Facebook page and other places. But Luna, trust me, is a sweet, smart, playful, and adorable pup. Her best home would include a fenced-in yard and no small young children, as she is very, very active. She may even make a great playmate if you already have a dog.
Yeah.
She's 10 months old. She's a pot cake.
What is a pot cake? It sounds yummy, but...
I'm glad you asked, Mary. Please don't eat Luna. She is a
sounds
mixed
like
breed
mug
of dog.
Cake. Have you had mug cakes?
No.
Oh, it's like you put cake batter inside a mug and you microwave it. It's delicious, but obviously very different than a pot cake.
I'm going to be honest with you. I thought that was something from Harry Potter. it's a muggle cake.
Yeah.
You're a wizard. But it's a mixed breed dog, and it's found on several Caribbean islands, and they've traveled all the way from Haiti to find their forever family.
I love that. So Luna is available at the Abandoned Dogs of Rhode Island, which is located at 29 Paris Irons Road in Gloucester, Rhode Island. You can make a phone call to learn more information about Luna, but we highly recommend that you go meet her because you may fall in love and change her life.
Awesome.
Well, as you know, we here at Wicked Roadie are very happy to partner with United Way of Rhode Island to help you find opportunities for you, your loved ones, to volunteer in and around Rhode Island.
Absolutely. We have a wonderful opportunity for you, the Dare to Dream Ranch. They are looking for a development director. They offer alternative therapy programs to service members, veterans, and their families. They need volunteers to assist with fundraising initiatives such as events, merchandise, and grant application. Now, you have to be 18 years or older if you want to volunteer. And if you're interested, you can reach out to them and get right involved. Karen Dalton is a wonderful person. They're doing amazing work up there. Mary, what do you got?
Great. The Johnny Cake Center of Peacedale is looking for volunteers to help serve visitors, stock shelves, accept and sort donations, and distribute school vacation meals. Now, shifts are available Sunday through Saturday. So this can really be open for different time slots if you've got the time.
Awesome. By the way, you mentioned school vacation. They are talking about the spring vacation and summer vacation as well. So they need long-term volunteers there.
Yeah.
If you want to learn more about the United Way of Rhode Island 401 Gives Day on April 1st, 2020, or if you're in need of assistance, you just got to visit their website or simply dial 211 and you'll get connected to the help you need.
It's wicked easy.
Wow. That could be a new segment.
Right.
Weekly hacks.
I like that. I like that.
All right. As we said in the beginning, everything we talked about today can be found on our website, wickedroadiepodcast.com.
Check us out on Instagram. We want to thank you all who've been following us there. We're officially up to 13,000 followers on Instagram. We like to give you guys shout outs for your beautiful photos, using that hashtag Wicked Roadie, tagging us. And also, one of the things that really helps other people learn about this podcast is taking a screenshot of your podcast app, sharing it in your story, and doing the at tagging us. It's just a great way to let people know about podcasts, because honestly, the best way people learn about podcasts like this one is through word of mouth. So thank you very much for spreading the word.
Awesome. We'll help you spread your word as well. If you're looking to get your message directly into the ears of our listeners, you can email us, wickedroadiepodcast@gmail.com, or reach out to us on Facebook.
Until next time, folks, my name is Mary Larson.
And I'm Ben DeCastro.
And you've been listening to Wicked Roadie. We'll have more for you next Thursday.